The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, welcome. And here's what the show is about. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, as always, you know, we are here to learn and grow together. The classroom is open. And when Trey Stouffer is on the show, I am like, I have no clue what's going to happen today. Uh-oh. As a matter of fact, I feel like I'm watching a scene from Blair Witch Project right now. So for those of you who'd like to check out our YouTube videos, you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and click on that. Hey, Trey.
I'm back with you.
You're back with me? Well, let me introduce you first. So guess what time it is? It's transformation time. What are you willing to do to lose weight? You know, Trey and I have talked about on the air, off the air, how many of us are willing to do these fad diets, but at what cost? Many of us want to lose weight, not necessarily release weight for good, lose weight. And our concept needs to change. So the last time Trey and I were talking, we were saying, you know, there's so many fad diets out there. There's so many things, but at what cost to your body are you willing to sacrifice to lose weight? Well, today we're going to shift. We're going to look at releasing weight and talk about some of these fad diets, some of these things that we do to ourselves that we think we're helping our body, but in fact, we're hurting ourselves. And so Trey Stouffer is the CEO of Transformations Medical Weight Loss Clinic. Transformations has been a partner of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, I think on almost 3 years now. I think that's what it is. And he is on the show once a month, loyal. Even when he has to take a drive anywhere around the world, it's like, where the heck is Trey Stouffer today?
And well, I'm on my second job today, Lily.
Yeah, since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Trey Stouffer is here to do just that. Welcome. What's going on, Trey? Where are you right now?
Oh, I'm running my Uber job.
Things have been bad with people doing all these bad things, right?
my AC broke down last night, so I'm getting a late start, so I'll apologize to everybody. But, hey, listen, if you want humor, come on by.
As always. So, Trey, I know that we are going to fly by the seat of our pants, but I know that our conversation is very meaningful. This is something that you know about. This is something that you've lived since, what, 1987?
Mm-hmm.
Weight loss?
Yes, ma'am. Well, actually, probably closer to 1977. I was in the sixth grade. I was 150 pounds and about 4'11". So I've experienced weight challenges for quite some time.
Quite some time. And you've shared that story. I remember when you shared that story for the first time, I was like, get out. I've only known you to be fit. And of course, with the exception of the surgery that you had with the weight gain of 15 pounds, was very it was a very enlightening time to see, okay, this is what I used to be back in the 77. Now here we are in 2018 experiencing some of those feelings that creep up on us when you have surgery or when we are not willing to make adjustments according to our plans. Now, you've recovered from that and you're back into your routine. So what advice can you give somebody who has a what-if situation? What if you had surgery and you can't work out, but you're still eating the same way?
change your habits. You know, the biggest obstacle, and this isn't just with weight loss, it's with everything that I see and experience, and sometimes I'm guilty of, is I can't. You know, and we've all heard the analogies, I can't, never got anything done. Mm-hmm. But you've got to step over that. And that's why when Ashley called and said, hey, what do you think we should talk about? And it's prime season, but there's so many people doing so many ludicrous things, expecting miracles in a pill or miracles in a bottle. And the fact of the matter is, you yourself and I'll say I for the fun of it.
Okay.
But, you know, it's our, as an individual's responsibility to take care of this. And it's habit forming, and there's no two ways around it.
Absolutely.
So I know we're going to talk about some of the challenges and the risk, even to my product. I mean, I don't want to be hypocritical on this.
Okay. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the extreme diet side effects and what we're willing to do to release weight as opposed to just lose it temporarily. And we're going to continue our conversation with Trey Stouffer when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Temporarily until you get to the office. And welcome back to Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. I'm a little bit distracted, and this is what normally happens when Trey Stouffer is on the line. He is always... I never know what I'm going to get with Trey Stouffer. I never know. But you know what? It's always exciting. So today we're talking with Trey Stouffer. He's the CEO of Transformations Medical Weight Loss Clinic. And for those of you who want to learn more of Transformations, go to transformationsweightloss.com. That's transformationsweightloss.com. And or you can call 87-START-NOW. That's 87-1987 is when they started. And all these companies have come and gone, and Transformations Medical Weight Loss Clinic is still here to stay and thriving. And the reason why is because they focus on a different kind of diet, which is called lifestyle change. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. What are you willing to do to release the weight that you want to release? So for those of you who would like to reach out to Transformations Medical Weight Loss. They're in Oviedo, Orlando, Lake Mary, Claremont, Kissimmee, Tampa, Melbourne, Maldora, and I'm hoping that soon they'll be in Jacksonville. I don't know. Wishful thinking on my part? Who knows? I've been declaring it. The number to call is 877-827-8669. Now, today, Trey, when you and I started talking about the fads, the extremes that we undergo, share a little bit more about some of the things you hear at Transformations Medical Weight Loss.
Well, clarify that. What do you mean? Things that I hear at Transformations
people,
Weight Loss.
Yeah, well, when you get people to come into the station, or not station, to your office. You got right? me a little distracted today because
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Stay focused.
Okay, I'm going to stay focused. Okay, so when you are having people come into your clinics, you hear people say, I tried this diet, I tried this diet, I tried this diet, I'm finally going to come to you guys. And usually this is the month where people start just pouring into Transformations Medical Weight Loss because they have not been able to keep their resolutions.
Correct. People start looking for an alternative other than the gyms, because if you'll look at the gym parking lots, they were stacked, packed, and racked in January. And they're starting to fall off now. And, you know, now they're looking for alternatives. And that's one of the reasons why we were going to have this conversation. But I hear cabbage diets, cookie diets, you know, miracle pills, everything. And, you know, you've heard me say a million times, you can't outrun your fork.
Correct.
And all these national entities that say, oh, you can eat anything you want, you can eat as much as you want, I guarantee you're going to lose the weight. Hockey pucks. It's all bull, and you've got to change you. And here's another real big secret. If you go back to the way you're eating, you'll gain the weight back.
I know.
There's no secrets here. So I love guarantees because they're bull. And you can read right through them and see right through them if you take the time. So please don't spend the money on stupid guarantees. If it's something that's legitimate, they can't guarantee, because it's, you're the one that's driving the car.
That's right. That's true. And so with that in mind, you have a team of people that surround anyone who walks into the clinic to make sure that the person is successful. But ultimately, like you said, you can't outrun the fork. So it's up to us as the deciding person, as the person who is making differences and changes in our life. So let's talk about, you know, some of the fad diets that, I mean, is there really a cookie diet?
Yes, there is. And actually, it's effective short term, but I wouldn't, it's not something that I would condone for a lifestyle. I know the owner, Dr. Malavi, nice guy. And his logic is, if I can put enough fiber in a cookie and give you the daily nutrients, and you're willing to eat this, you know, cookie for three meals a day, and this is the caloric intake you're eating, you're going to lose weight. And the theory is correct. But are you really going to eat a cookie for 60, 90 days and that's all you eat, and that's a controlled calorie and you know, everything? And the answer is no. So what happens is people start swaying off, and then they, oh, well, why have I lost weight? Or why haven't I lost weight? And it does work for some people, but it's not a lifestyle change. And when you go back to eating your old habits, guess what? Same thing happens. You gain the weight.
Yeah. Well, so what you're talking about is yo-yo dieting, and how yo-yo dieting doesn't work. So if it has the word fad on it, chances are whatever you lose, you will find. And that's why we release. We don't lose weight here. We release, because, you know, if you lose weight, then whatever you lose, you will find. You lose your keys. Guess what? You find your keys. You lose your hat. Guess what? You find your hat. So if you lose the weight, guess what? If you're doing it in a faddish kind of way, you will find that too. So I was doing some research, Trey, and I was looking at the different forms of fad diets. And I was shocked that a whole food plant-based diet was on a fad. I was shocked to find that on that list. And so let's talk about, and I want to talk about whole food plant-based diet later, but let's talk about what you, when somebody goes to Transformations Medical Weight Loss Clinic, what is that you teach the people that are wanting to embrace the changes in their life?
Quite simple. Something that you could get from us or anybody, well, or any good book, is three squares, two snacks, low fat, low sugar. By the way, I'm getting close to my office, so we're almost there. But so three squares, two snacks, low fat, low sugar. And quite simply, don't eliminate anything. Just do everything in moderation. And that's what it really gets down to.
say that again. Don't eliminate anything, everything, just in moderation. But how do you eat a cookie in moderation? How do you do that, Trey? How do you eat sugar in moderation?
Well, it's a that's a good question. It does take a lot of willpower. Good morning, Beverly. It does take a lot of willpower because I got to do my rituals. Yeah. So my wife made some homemade cookies yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you just eat one.
It's a novelty. Did you really eat one?
No. I biked 20 miles yesterday and by golly, no.
That's right. And, okay. So that's the point. But not everybody bikes 20 miles.
Yes, I agree with you, and that's why I say it's so difficult. So in some people's cases, maybe it's better to not jump in, but you know, just to go down the path.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer, don't eat what you don't want. Don't eat what is getting you fat. Don't eat what's causing inflammation. I'm a firm believer in that. When you're first, yes. Let's say, for example, if somebody's diagnosed with cancer, that is not the time to look at your lifestyle halfway. That is the time to commit 100%. Now, if you are healthy,
actually, I disagree with you.
Wait. When you are in the process of learning a new thing, the best thing to do is to eliminate it. For me, this is what works for me. Eliminate it completely. And then when you're strong enough, when you've reached that goal that you want to, there you are. Whenever you reach that goal, then if you want to add, you know, like that 10% where you say, okay, I want to have that cookie, because you've changed your palate, now that cookie's not going to mean the same thing to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The other thing that's interesting about that, and you're going to have to let me know on time because I can't see it. But the other thing that's interesting.
We can't see you either. Get back on your screen.
I know. Okay. We're working on it. So once you start to see and feel the success as when you lose weight, then those other things start to become less and less important. When you start to feel, you know, the less joint ache, or whatever it is, maybe you skip that shake at the quick stop or whatever it is. And I'm guilty of that. But what I disagreed with you on is when you have cancer, that's not the time to start. The time to start eating healthy is now before you get it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So that's a kind of a different. Absolutely. I wasn't saying when you get cancer, that's the time to do it. No.
I know. I was just trying to be facetious with you.
Okay. So when somebody has a diagnosis and you're using food as medicine, you need to be pristine. This is 100%. And you're embracing health as opposed to eliminating foods. So you're embracing health. And we've had wonderful teachers like Dr. Joel Fuhrman, you know, that promotes a nutritarian lifestyle. And so when I was surprised to see the whole food plant-based diet on there, but I think that when they were looking at the whole food diet, they were looking at Whole30, they were looking at paleo, they were looking at other things that would be considered. But when I say whole food plant-based, I'm talking about nothing from a box. Nothing, you know, if you wanted to do frozen, that's fine. But frozen, fresh, organic, that's good too. So there's so many different ways that we can. And when you say talking about three squares, you're talking about three square meals, right? Trey? Okay.
Say that. Repeat that.
I said, when you're talking about, you always say three squares. And so
yeah,
I'm
three
not
square meals. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, three square meals. And those and you say low fat, but are you really talking about low fat? Because there's avocados, there's coconuts, there's plant-based fat that's really good for us. You know, walnuts, you know, nuts, depending on what they are. It's amazing how there's different kinds of fat and understanding what those fats are. Can you share a little bit more about the fats you're talking about with transformations?
Well,
I agree that avocado is a good fat, but yeah, avocado is very fat. I mean, there's a lot of it. So, you know, understand your limits. Don't eat a ton of it.
Sure.
I know I'm working on it.
I see. There we go. For those of you who watch the YouTube video today, you're either going to be dizzy or you're going to be laughing the whole entire time. Right now, we're having a view of something. I think it's the office sideways. I have no idea. But today, we are talking about with Trey Stouffer of Transformations. I want to encourage you to go to transformationsweightloss.com. This is where you learn how to eat with a coach, with someone who will coach you, motivate you, and do all the things that you've been wanting to do, but maybe we're afraid to ask. Somebody, you know, I get these texts all the time or emails. I wish I would have learned this information in elementary school or high school, but we are learning it in Lily's classroom because this is the time. This is a time to embrace a new lifestyle if you want to release the weight and be healthy. It's about being healthy. The side effect is weight loss. And we're going to continue our conversation with Trey Stouffer when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Trey.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from one another. Go through life with childlike wonder. You know, we're all teachers, we're all students. We can teach what to do, and we can teach what not to do. So today, and in the classroom, the Lillian McDermott Radio Show classroom, we hopefully will learn what to do, how to embrace a new lifestyle. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. And when you go there, make sure you check out my sponsors. Trey Stouffer is has been a long-term sponsor before we even went to Jacksonville and expanded to the Jacksonville area. He's been with the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, partnering up and learning and growing with me as well. And I'm growing with him. And it's just amazing when we come together in like-mindedness, how we can support one another. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. And when you subscribe, make sure that you check out. Oh, make sure that you confirm. When you subscribe, you make sure that you're going to get an email. Confirm that email. And once you're in, you'll get your shows will be sent to your phone. They'll sent to your tablet. And also you will get some free gifts. And while you're there, make sure you check out my sponsors. Trey Stouffer is one of my sponsors. We have, you know, the legal team. We have the, we got so many. We've got the pharmacy that's a sponsor. We have the legal dream team, which is the Brockville firm, Bird and Bird, Messick Law. And so there's so many of the people that have stepped forward and said, I really want to be a part of this. Banana Bag Solutions, Oral Solution. There's so many sponsors that have stepped forward and said, we love your what you're doing. We want to unite forces. If you would like to become a sponsor, please call me at 407-373-5959. Today, we are talking to Trey Stouffer, and today we are dissecting our attitude towards these fad diets. What are we willing to do to be healthy? And that's the question. If anytime you see fad in front of it, be leery of it because it needs to be sustainable. What do you say, Trey, about sustainability when it comes to your eating habits.
That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very clear cut. You know, we were talking a little bit off the air about the starvation diet.
Yeah.
And Atkins is, and I'm jumping a tick, but I'll come right back to it. Atkins is one of those diets that have been out there, and there's a lot of question one way or another. Is it healthy? Is it not? You know, so Atkins puts people in ketosis, and ketosis basically pulls energy from the muscle, and it eats its own muscle, essentially. And that's very hard on the organs. So unless you're highly, highly controlled by a physician, now, first of all, that's a bad diet to jump on. I only know one person that is dedicated enough, that does the blood work, that does everything right, and it's effective for him, and his body type works with that diet. But most people half-ass it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio, so I know, right? Apparently not. Anyway, and they don't do what should be done, so it's very detrimental health-wise. And the other thing that you've got to be mindful of is from a yo-yo standpoint, and you'll yo-yo if you're on that diet. But when you lose weight, you lose muscle. And then when you gain the weight back, it's usually in fat form. So over the long ebb and flow of that diet, your muscle mass is going to be drastically less than your when you started. Sure. So again, that's another side effect of being, quite frankly, in an unhealthy fad diet.
You know, one of the things, we did a show a while ago, Trey, and I don't know if you are aware of this, with Dr. Joel Fuhrman, and I would love for you to meet him. He's just an amazing, he's been he's partnered with the Lily, he's a friend of the show for the last over 2 years. And we did a show on metabolism. And I thought the faster your metabolism is, the better you are. And what his philosophy is, the faster your metabolism is, the faster you will die. And so that means that you're speeding up the process of everything in your life, the aging process, you're speeding up everything. And that he said that when you eat foods like vegetables and fruits, they're low in calories. They're not really that high in calories. And so he was saying that you can eat the micro and macro the foods, and that because they're so much easier to process, that your metabolism will remain at a very steady place. And it blew me away, because we all believe that our metabolism needs to be fast, and people who have a fast metabolism are good. The reality is we need to make our metabolism normal, and by the food that we take in. Now, he also says that, you know, because we were talking about these fad diets, he was saying that as far as fasting goes, the best kind of fasting is when you stop eating at the end of the day. You know, you stop eating and then you go to bed. So you allow yourself enough time, like 2 to 4 hours before you go to bed. And then while you're sleeping, you go from beyond the digestion process to catabolic state. And that's the catabolic state is when your organs are releasing all the toxins, the things that it doesn't need. And it's going through this cleansing process in your body, which is the hours of 10 and 2 and the 10 at night, 2 in the morning. And then when you break that fast, the longer you wait to break that fast, the better off you'll be. And I just thought that was amazing. And he gave reasons why. And so had you ever heard that before, that you really don't want to speed up the metabolism? What you really want to do is balance your food consumption with your metabolism.
That part makes sense. But, you know, I mean, your metabolism can be too fast. And then he kind of falls back on, from what I'm hearing, kind of a plant-based diet.
Yes, absolutely.
And look, for your listeners, The China Study is an amazing book. It's about a Chinese emperor that got cancer, and he sent everybody out within the provinces to research, and they found that animal-based environments fed more types of cancer.
Yeah.
So I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that kind of one of the initial research centers of the plant-based diet in modern times? I know there's
the China study. Well, many of them. You know, this was a study that both Campbell and Dr. Esselstyn brought them together. Both of them, one of them was a cattle farmer, the other one was a dairy farmer from multiple generations. And this was like walking away from what they believe. What's different from Esselstyn and Campbell with Furman is Furman allows animal products in, if, you know, to keep it below 10, you know, below 20%, below 15%, then you're okay. But it's when the standard American diet, now you're looking at animal products like are way up there, like 50%. Some people have 60%.
Yeah, I was going to say you're probably closer to 80 between milk, eggs, meats, and then the byproducts that go into everything.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so he was saying that if you, because there's the vegan group that says only animal products. But what I, you know, Dr. Furman has studied every single diet that there is, and he's looked at the pros and the cons. And we've done shows like that where he's taken taken particular diets and dissected what's good about it and what's not. And so what that's what the nutritarian, that's why he said, don't focus on calories. Focus on nutrients. Those are what's going to, that's what's going to keep you healthy in the long run. You know, seeds like G-bombs, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. That's what he says, G-bombs. I know, get your mind out of there. So he is really for all, everyone that I've seen as far as, you know, adopt this extreme diet. Esselstyn said it best. He said, you know, we talk about these extreme diets or being whole food plant-based as extreme, but he says getting cut from start from top to bottom and having a vein placed in your heart or in your artery, he said that's extreme. But eating well, that sense, that makes sense.
Agreed. No question.
Yeah. And so, you know, what I like about the Dr. Furman is that if you do want to have an animal products and you're not like with me, I don't do very well with a lot of animal products. So I keep it with whole food plant-based, but it, you know, we need to know our body, what works for us. Now, have you looked at this deprivation when you, when it comes to, you know, not eating anything? I had a doctor come on this last week. He said, you know, people that fast for 48 hours, that they, their symptoms go away when they're in pain. Do you know that?
Everybody has an opinion. They're kind of like rear ends. We all have them. And
did I catch you speechless here?
No. I'm trying to keep it PG on your program. 48 hours of fasting is going to eliminate all your pain.
No, he says that a lot of people that have pain, that if they go on a fasting, if they go they fast. And of course, it's just, it doesn't mean that you don't eat anything, you know, water and juices. And if you go on that kind of fast, but that's not a diet. That's just to eliminate, to see what's causing the pain and the inflammation and then bringing things back in. And we're going to continue our conversation with Trey Stouffer when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Trey and I were talking about that this has been the wonkiest, is that the word, right word that you use, yes. Trey? The wonkiest show we've ever done. But we still want to get that information, the importance of working with a team, the importance of when you want to release weight, do it in a way that is not fabricated in a sense. You know, if you have meals, boxes that are being given to you, if you have, you know, if you're told that you can only have like X amount, like 500 calories a day. Oh, that's one thing that Trey, you wanted to talk about that too. So let's talk about where you can find Transformations Medical Weight Loss. They're in Oviedo, Orlando, Lake Mary, Claremont, Kissimmee, Tampa, Melbourne, Mount Dora. You can call 877-827-8669. And for those of you in Jacksonville, just reach out to them and say, hey, we want you in Jacksonville too. So Trey, you know, we talked about these diets that we go through extremes, you know, where people just eat 500 calories. At 500 calories, everybody's going to release weight, right? But can you sustain 500 calories, and what does it do to the body?
You know, we touched on Atkins, and essentially that's really what Atkins is. It goes for the quickest form of energy, which is your muscle mass. It puts a lot of toxins through your organs. By doing that, there's really very little good about that small of a caloric intake. And then on top of that, you really need to be highly monitored by your medical people. I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we don't do that. Another reason we don't do prepackaged foods is because, quite frankly, what have you learned? Correct. How to open a box? Well, that's pretty special. And then you've got all sorts of chemicals in these boxes, because the FDA, not picking on them, but they want us to put preservatives in these. And guess what? That's not a natural product. Our bodies don't process it well. So then, in my opinion, that's why diabetes is so prevalent today, is because of all these chemicals adjusting and altering our insulin resistor receptors. And so it's going down a path of, okay, I'm fine for now, but what's going to happen later? And I'd rather be consistent now and later than amazing today and beat up later.
Yeah, I understand. So I want to touch upon the juicing industry. Mm-hmm. Although I drink juices mm-hmm. that I make, or smoothies that I make, I don't buy them in the store. If I do want something, I buy them. I make it myself. And the reason why is that by the time these juices get to the store, they have zero value to it, because, you know, every day that goes by, you lose the nutrients. That's right. You lose the nutrients. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was, and some people might call that a fad, a juicing, but there are some incredible transformations that occur from juicing and detoxing the body, right? But here's what happened to the guy that was on Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. They did a Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 2, because the guy that was highlighted, who's a trucker, mm-hmm. that was highlighted in this film, he gained all his weight back. Gained it all and then some. And so they did
because
the second
one. What he was doing.
He did. It has to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. I would think that anything that is not sustainable is a fad, if you cannot sustain it. So there's also now a soup cleanse, where all you drink is soup. And they're saying that the soup is better than the juicing, because the soup has the fibers and all the whole plant in it, right? But again, what happens when you start eating solid foods? So make sure that these things are just like, were you off the air when you said this about the 12 apples a day? You talked about if you want to break a plateau, what do, Trey, that you've learned?
Yeah, it's a plateau breaker.
Just buy
10 or 12 apples and start that morning, eat four, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and do that for 24 to 48 hours. And whether it's the lectin or whether it's the fiber in the apples or whatever it is, but it will cause something to break loose from a plateau standpoint.
And that's what you've
noticed.
That's
the most scientific approach that I'm going to give you.
Well, you've experienced it. Your doctors that are part of the Transformations Medical Weight Loss group have suggested that to patients that have been in a plateau and just can't break it. But apples for 2 days, I would say I would want to eat some nuts too to keep the insulin from spiking from the blood sugar. No, you just eat the whole apple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, don't eat the core. I know you're
I eat the core.
Whole girl.
I am a whole girl. Yes.
Well, God bless you. I don't. I throw that bad boy away.
But yeah. You see, they said, okay, this is how they get you. If you're eating an organic apple, those seeds have laetrile. And laetrile has been known to cure cancer, to get the body back to where it needs to be. You have to be careful when you say cure cancer because that's not allowed to say it. But the seed in the apple. You know, remember back then they'd say, oh, don't eat the seed. It has arsenic. Well, the seed of the apple in combination with everything in the apple does a body good. It actually helps you. And for those people who have eaten the apricot seed, the same seed that has laetrile or amygdala is in the apple seed. So I eat the only thing that you will see me now, and I used to think people that ate the whole apple were barbaric, but I eat the whole apple, and the only thing that you will see is are you calling me barbaric? Are you nodding your head that you're agreeing that I'm barbaric? He's nodding his head.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, I am so proud. I eat the apple from the bottom all the way to the top, and I make sure that I chew on those seeds because I know that that is protection. And I also put the apricot seed that's organic in my smoothies too. So there you go. Now you know a little bit about me, Trey.
Good.
Good. That's all I'm going to get out of you. Good.
That worked.
Okay. So what other things?
So maybe. No, I was going to say maybe next show, let's dive a little bit more into juicing because juicing is an amazing supplement. You've got three kinds of juicing. Sure. You've got the masculation, which is the Jack LaLanne. You've got the cold press, which is basically a hydraulic press. It gets the most juice out and the most enzymes, but it's being over publicized because when the people say, oh, it's cold pressed, well, how long has it been on the shelf?
Correct.
And you know that you jumped right in there. And then the other one is a twin gear. It's a very slow process. Doesn't get as much juice as the cold press, but it gets more than the masculation. But, you know, when do things degrade?
Mastication.
I'm sorry. Yes. Listen, I roll with
it. That is funny. This is called live radio. I just want to make sure it's mastication. So that's the juice I have. It's the Omega and it just like, it kind of like chews it and it spits out the juice. And so you don't want to heat up the juice. And most juices that you find, or all juices that you find, have to be radiated. They're all radiated, and so the level of the nutrients that you will see in your juices are not the same. So do it yourself. And yes, let's talk about juicing next time because we need to make it sustainable. And I drink a juice every day. Well, actually, it's a smoothie now because I want all the fiber in it too. So Trey,
yeah, you do a whole. Whole drink versus I do.
Seeds and all. Seeds and all.
I know. You eat everything.
I eat everything and I love it. And so Trey, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know we had some technical difficulties, but I really do appreciate your support and your dedication to the Lil McDermott Radio Show. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Good to be here.
You're so distracted right now, aren't you? And so to you, my listening friend, I want to encourage you to check out Transformations Weight Loss. So go to transformationsweightloss.com or you can call 877-827-8669. You can find a place in Oviedo, Orlando, Lake Mary, Claremont, Kissimmee, Tampa, Melbourne, and Mount Dora. And so to you, it's time to make a decision. Take your health back. Stop dieting these fad things and just do something that's sustainable that will love your body back. Remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lil McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological,